There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time of the week. Every Tuesday, we play a game called Kiss the Bay. We say goodbye to another NFL team with the hope that by the end of the year, we have a perfect playoff field. We've eliminated a team week by week. And the catch is you have to eliminate a team before they actually are eliminated. This is starting to get a little bit more challenging here. So Kyle's up first this week. Kyle, why don't you let everyone know who you've eliminated already and then who you're taking out today?
Yes. So I've already eliminated the Vikings. Not looking great. Titans, Browns, Jags, Panthers, Cowboys. Looking great after this past week. Mm. Giants, Jets. So that's what I got so far.
All right.
Now it feels like the middle of the season is the time where you do have to get out ahead of the teams that may get eliminated very soon.
Mm.
And I ain't going to do that by taking the New England Patriots.
Take them out. Yeah, that's a good one. Pats are done. Yeah, that team stinks. So Drake May looks like he might be able to play a little bit. All right, so Kyle takes out the Pats. That puts Hugh Douglas up next. Hugh, who have you taken out already, and then who's today?
So far, I've taken out the Dolphins, the Raiders, the Bears, the Giants, the Rams, the Panthers, the Jets, and the Saints.
Mm.
And I'm trying to look at my ratio here because I got more NFC teams, I do believe, than AFC teams. So I think I'm going to pick an AFC team today.
Who do you got?
Today I'm going with my hometown team, with a team I grew up watching. I'm going with the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Going with the Browns. I think that's a safe one.
They had one little burst of life with Jameis Winston, and then that came crashing down fast.
Yeah, he was out there preaching to the folks, and they were believing it and everything, and then it just came back to life, came back to life.
I got to say, Rams pick not looking too hot.
You might be in trouble with the Rams.
No, I got time. I'm not worried about that.
Well,
listen. I got time. I ain't worried about that.
But they might make the playoffs.
Man.
Cross that bridge when we get there.
Y'all got 4-4, and y'all are like, oh, they might make the playoffs.
Well, because they're hot right now, right?
Maybe. Didn't Puka still hurt, though, right?
No, he just got suspended or ejected.
He punched someone. There were two big-time players ejected on Sunday. Puka for punching someone.
Branch?
You think that was a – you see the Branch hit?
Not an ejectable offense.
Yeah, Branch kind of flew in. He would have hit a receiver as he about to catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically was helmet to helmet. And usually that they throw the 15-yard flag. Like, that, they're sensitive about that. But it's pretty rare a guy gets ejected for it.
Well, in college, that you do get ejected because it's the targeting thing.
It was almost treated like a targeting.
But it makes me wonder, like, what about the guy that did that to Devontae?
That he didn't get suspended.
Right.
He didn't get anywhere close to that.
I thought it was a little much. And then you saw Branch, when he was ejected, he flipped the bird to everyone at Lambeau. He doubled down. He just was like,
screw. I ain't mad at the defiant behavior.
Yeah, I like that. All right, here's my today.
Wait, who was your pick, Hugh?
I picked the Browns.
Oh, the Browns. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Browns.
That was my bet.
All right. So here's what I had so far. I've taken out Carolina, Giants, Jags, Dolphins, Pats, Browns, Saints, and Titans. And
it's a
this
strong
week,
list.
I feel good about what I got so far. This week, I was trying to figure out where I was going to go, and I was glad that you guys left me at least this one on the board. I'm taking out the Raiders. They're still out there for me. The Raiders are done. They hired They fired all their offensive coaches and hired Norv Turner, who's like 74. And
you got to hire somebody.
And hasn't coached the NFL in 6 years. They're cooked. You know, they've benched Gardner Minshew in 4 different games this season. They start him and pull him every other week. They stink. It's a bad team.
I think at this point in the season, we're all... I think we've all gotten most
of the,
if not
really
all
bad
of the layups out of the way.
Yeah, now it starts to get a little. Now we're going to need to see, like, I thought about the Jets, but, you know, they still not
It's time to be bold
yet.
Now.
I know. Starting next week, it's going to have to be. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We will let you hear what Jason Kelce said last night at the start of Monday Night Countdown with his first public words since what happened over at Penn State over the weekend. Don in Old City. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Don. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, long wait.
Well, we're happy to have you, Don. What's up? I've been waiting to talk to you, Don. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, I've been waiting to talk to you for a while, too. But anyway, you mentioned something about this trade.
Yeah, you want Micah?
I say do it.
See? Don gets it, everybody.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm going to propose something and see if you're on the same page with me.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get Lori on the phone? I hear a lot from everybody else. Can you get Lori on the phone?
Kyle, call Lori.
I'm
get him up.
I'm going to get right on
all
that.
Right, Kyle's going to call him. And you know, Don, you and I can propose this to him. Like, hey, Jeff, call up Jerry Jones. Offer
call
the two.
Him now.
Let's go.
Get Jerry on the line, too. Get all three of them on there.
Now, that would be good radio. Yeah, Kyle, if you can you pull up both Jerry Jones and Jeffrey Lori?
I'm not going to do that.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pay for that for a dollar.
Q.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Would you really spend a dollar on that, Hugh?
No.
Yeah, he's not spending a dollar on much. So, Don, I'm glad you do it. Could you imagine Parsons with this defense right now? Then we'd really be cooking.
I say go for it.
See, this is a guy that wants to win the Super Bowl. I thought Hugh wanted to get to New Orleans. He says he does. But then, to me today, he's lost that.
It's only money. Lori got plenty of it. Go for it.
Well, it's the first-round picks, but it's the money eventually. Yeah. All right, Don, what are you thinking here? A great game day combination to get you in the mix for the prize.
The best combination ever. Eagles, Kansas City rematch Super Bowl.
That's the combination I want to see.
That's
a fun one, Don. A little off the beaten path. No one thought that way. Don, I like that one. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not the best answer I've heard all day, but it's not bad.
I think it's one of the best.
I got to tell you, I'd be scared.
To play the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Right now?
Dude, they just find a way to win.
You know what no one has brought up with the Chiefs? Because, you know, we keep seeing them kind of struggle to win these games. What if Mahomes turns his season around? Like, you see how we played last night? He had like 300-something yards. He completed like 70% of his passes. If he starts playing the way he used to with the defense they have, no one's beating them.
Yeah, I wish they had played a little bit better and gave Travis Kelce the ball, though. But, yeah.
Didn't he have like 14 catches?
He
didn't get no touchdowns. Needed a touchdown.
They get Pacheco back at some point, too.
I think later this month. Hopkins scored 2 touchdowns, I believe, for them in this first game last night.
Yeah, that was not bad. That was nice. But I had him for one. It just messed up my parlay, man.
It's all about Hugh's parlays.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
My parlay, man.
This show's becoming about. You know, I every time the Ravens have a big game, it's like, oh, this is their year. And I'm like, no one's beating the Chiefs. Come on. I mean, like, we do the same thing every year. Oh, it's the Ravens' year. It's the Bills' year. It's Joe Burrow's year.
Ravens fans got to be at the Sixers fan point where it's like, just get me to the second round of the playoffs, and then we'll talk.
The Lamar stuff is almost like Embiid regular season.
He's an MVP. He's looking like he's the hands-down favorite for the MVP now, too. Still.
He is the favorite today as all the games for Week 9 ended. I think it's Lamar, and then it's Allen and Mahomes are the top three, and then after that is, I believe, Daniels and Goff are in the mix after that. Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Matt. What's up?
Hey, let's talk the Chiefs for a second for a perfect segue into this trade talk.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are playing very well. Mahomes looks rejuvenized. And what did he use last night? D-Hop, a guy they just picked up, got acclimated within a week.
Yep.
And he's part of their winning drive in overtime. So don't discount what we can do before the trade deadline. I mean, this guy was cooked by all accounts, and now he's revitalized in Kansas City.
I think he only had like 6 or 8 catches the whole year in Tennessee, and then he had like 6 last night.
6 last night and 2 touchdowns. It was huge. So that just segues into this trade talk. So we go into Micah Parsons, and I know he has the podcast, and I know his demeanor is this millennial, abrasive, podcast-type mentality. I get all that. But the kid is 25. He is not a Dallas guy. Never was in his makeup, you could tell. He wants to be in Philadelphia. You can see that in the podcast. You can see that in his banter back and forth during that. I think he would be good here. He's 25 years old, and he makes this entire defense dynamic. He doesn't have to make every tackle. He doesn't have to blow everything up. Just him on the field and the presence that he brings and the pressure that he can cause from a side makes everybody else on the defense that much better and helps our secondary. I would give up 2 first-round picks for him and not worry about what the future might hold, what those draft picks might, you know, yield Dallas. You're looking at right now, 25 years old, and get him in here with a young Barkley or, you know, a relatively young Barkley with a team that's on the rise. He would be a great defensive add. In addition to that, my other piece is, I know everyone's talking about all this other stuff. We need tight end help. We don't need a 5-star tight end, but we need tight end help. We can't get through
Dallas Goedert might be back this week
with Calcaterra and these other guys. I like them, but we need a legitimate threat at tight end. One last thing. I know I got my combo. A guy a little bit ago was talking about Dallas stink.
Mm-hmm.
Rub your eye out, buddy. There was a guy here called Terrell Owens who came through San Francisco, who came through Dallas, and was a centerpiece here, and we loved him. So this Dallas stink, it washes off real, real quick.
If you're great, you're great. That's what I care about.
Yep. We don't feel the same way about San Francisco we did.
Well, that's
man.
True. No, yeah, I understand
plus,
that.
And plus, we talk about you talking about what DeAndre Hopkins did last night?
Yeah.
Dude, Big Red told him, like, hey, when Patrick playing with the best quarterback in the game right now.
Exactly. He told just go out there and play ball.
So who's going to coach up Micah Parsons?
The rest is cake.
Who's going to coach up Micah Parsons, though?
Clint Hurt. What do you mean?
No, I'm not doing no disrespect to Coach Hurt. Coach Hurt, I don't know Coach Hurt. No disrespect.
No neck. All right,
but what's your combo, man?
My combo is simple. It's real easy. It's a Corpolis hoagie and Good's Chips. Not Good Chips, the brand.
Oh,
it has
yeah.
to be Good's Chips.
That's a good
Italian.
One, Matt.
Italian.
I've never heard of Good's Chips.
They're good.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt, we appreciate the phone call.
Are they Italian chips? I heard Italian.
No, the Corpolis is the Italian part of it.
I need to stop something.
What's that?
Here. This whole, like, oh, don't worry, the stink of the Cowboys will be off of him when he gets here. Are we new to the city and Eagles-Cowboys trades? Whoever comes from the Cowboys here and doesn't have the Cowboys stink
Bonio
on.
Bonio and DeMarco Murray.
Oh, come on, man.
I get it.
It's like, what
sometimes
are we doing?
You have, but
we're just telling ourselves fantasies to make this thing seem like better than it is.
You've gone now into the side.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.